What was done for me at Cornell really was to open up a whole new world.
PCCW marks its 20th anniversary as a force for positive change on behalf of all the women at Cornell. The roots of PCCW go back to a trustee committee charged to develop a plan to attract more women and minorities into our alumni programs.
And Cornell had welcomed women, but they had never really reached out for them to be in leadership roles. You needed to have something different to attract them. I went to Pat, and she said she would support the idea. And then I met with Frank Rhodes and Austin Kiplinger. They had dinner with me, and I tried to explain this. And they were interested, but they wanted to have more research done.
So we then started to think about what could we do to attract this group of women. And we looked and we thought, and then Lil found a group in the University of Pennsylvania that was doing something similar, and we built on that.
And since that first meeting, I've been privileged to watch PCCW grow and to prosper. And all of you have been and continue to be mentors and role models and leaders.
PCCW meetings are always vibrant and lively. They have to be, because we have such an incredible group of active members.
I'm a managing director at J.P. Morgan.
I am a partner at Weil Gotshal & Manges, practicing in antitrust law.
I live on the CS Ranch headquarters, about 7 miles east of Cimarron, New Mexico.
Vice President of Program Operations for a television news organization.
I specialize in affordable housing finance.
I am Senior Managing Director at Midmarket Securities. I am also lucky enough to have won a Pulitzer Prize with my husband, Nicholas Kristof, for our coverage of China for the New York Times.
I've been a practicing architect since I graduated in 76. I've been a principal at a major firm in New York City, Cohn Pedersen Fox.
My job currently is I'm a spacecraft system engineer with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and JPL is a NASA center.
The first meeting was in October of that year, 1990, and it brought together the most remarkable group of Cornell women.
Because these were women who were not, for the most part, involved in the university, we had no university source to get them, to bring them out from. So we clipped newspaper articles and magazine articles and word of mouth and put together the first class that way. And it turned out to be a very successful group of women.
In 1989, Patricia Carey Stewart called me at my office to ask if I would be interested in joining a group of women alums from Cornell in a new venture. My first reaction was, I don't have time. But when she told me that the purpose of the group was to advise the president of the university, and through him the board of trustees, on the status of women at Cornell, I was hooked.
And their accomplishments, their knowledge base was just so awesome that it was an extremely humbling experience to have been invited into that group. And the other part of it to me was that it was just very warm and very open.
So an opportunity for the university to have a sounding board to really look at a group that's been through it with different spans of time to say, what things do we need to think about?
When we founded PCCW, we hoped to attract women prominent in their professional fields by giving them the opportunity to positively impact the status of women at Cornell.
I think we've tried to be fair and cover the interests that most of our women members have, and also meet the needs of the university. And we asked the university for suggestions.
I think one of the biggest contributions that PCCW has made to Cornell is that it provides a forum for some of the most wonderful, amazing women to sort of surface to the university administration.
Finding new members for PCCW meant, you know, taking my journalistic experience and being nosy as I am, finding accomplished women who possibly had not been involved with Cornell before or were volunteering, you know, in their local organizations.
I do think it's important that there be women as well as minorities in faculty, administrative faculty and administrative positions and on the Board of Trustees. And the reason is that you do need to have as many perspectives as you can in the conversations that take place. And you need to be able to provide role models for students.
You know, I've really enjoyed my time on the Board of Trustees of Cornell, and I do think that my involvement with PCCW helped.
PCCW really pulled me back into the university. I really got involved in the organization and ended up chairing the organization from 1997 through 1999. I was then elected an alumni trustee. I was then reappointed as a trustee, and I've now served on the board for 12 years. I'm currently a vice chair of the Board of Trustees. So PCCW was my path back to much greater involvement.
In some respects, our success is that we do get our members to move and get more engaged in directly in other parts of the university, because I think that's very important. At the college level, at the Board of Trustees level, at the University Council level, that we, you know, that our PCCW members move into more leadership positions there.
I'd say the bulk of my work on the Board of Trustees has been around development. I currently am co-chair of the campaign for Cornell Far Above, which is our $4 billion campaign. So I've spent a great number of years working in development with Charlie Flager and team, and this is now the culmination of that.
To accomplish our goals, we've established several committees. For example, a committee on mentoring to work with students, a committee on grants to make grants to students, faculty, and staff, and a task force on diversity to work with the Cornell University Advanced Center.
We encourage all of the members of PCCW to participate in a number of different mentoring and career activities, working with both undergraduate and graduate students, like the extern and intern programs.
And I think for women students in particular, having women professionals is always a good thing, because their questions range from not just the professional, but also into the work-life balance question.
I remember an occasion when Judge Williams came up for a PCCW event, and she met with some undergraduate students who were pre-law, and then I had a group assembled for her to meet with over at the law school.
One evening I was at a dinner on campus, and I got to sit next to a film professor, and we began talking about the need for internships in Hollywood. And we spent the whole evening talking about this, and I was able to come back to Los Angeles and help set up an internship program, which we're now in our fourth year. Had I not sat next to this professor, you know, this probably would never have happened.
I sponsored students since 1994. One of my commitments is that architects are never taught business. They never have been exposed to what it's like to really have a practice. And so my goal was to bring students in the design field, urban planning field, to Miami to experience a multicultural environment and a place where they had to fight for financing to build their own designs, and to really empower the students to realize that they could create careers that were different than the norm.
So I participated in the extern program, and as an upperclassman, I had selected Stephanie Jacquinet and was approved for that externship. Stephanie Jacquinet is a PCCW member. And what was fascinating was 20 years later, I was on a panel next to her at the undergraduate student luncheon of the PCCW Spring 2009 event. And it was just really thrilling to tell the story how this intergenerational mentorship and mentoring is so valuable, and to tell the story to the students that the woman I was sitting next to is actually my hostess for the externship program.
Because we have these extraordinary women who are professional, who are intelligent, who are experienced, we should utilize that valuable experience, and they should be asked to give their impression and their feeling, not only to the faculty and not only to the administrators and to the boards at Cornell, but also to the young women who are coming out now.
I like the idea of encouraging women is to get engaged in philanthropy, which is something that I think women traditionally have not been as actively engaged in. And certainly now it's more prevalent, but back 25 years ago, 20 years ago, women were not as much involved in philanthropy.
Shortly after founding the President's Council, we decided that one of the most important ways that we could help women faculty at Cornell would be to provide research support for women who were preparing to submit their portfolios for tenure consideration. That led to the now over $1 million fund for Affinito Stewart research grants.
PCCW awards are really valuable to women at Cornell. I think that women in academia, whether they're students or faculty, face some unique challenges as a result of being women. And it's great to know that you have some support. So not only the financial support, but the support of this great community of women at Cornell behind you.
So the grant money has really helped me in furtherance of my career. It was very helpful as a way of demonstrating internal support from Cornell at the time when I was going up for tenure. It was also really helpful in terms of helping me get another grant, which was a grant that I've gotten for next year from Princeton to finish this book project. And it has just been very helpful in terms of giving me encouragement with my scholarship at an early stage in my career.
After that, we founded the Leadership Grant Endowment, which has also exceeded $1 million, from which we make grants annually to students, faculty, and staff working in a variety of ways to advance women at Cornell. And in 2009, we founded the PCCW Leadership Scholarship Fund, which will provide scholarships for undergraduate women who have achieved positions of leadership as undergraduates.
The grant is to support the Cornell Chira Island Project through the Cornell Public Service Center, and the Cornell Public Service Center provides a variety of opportunities for students to get involved with communities not only in the greater Ithaca area but across the country and in this case internationally as well. I really think that PCCW grants are invaluable to both students and faculty here at Cornell because they provide opportunities that would not otherwise be available to them.
We still do it. We've helped with students with the sports programs, the women's sports programs that needed and didn't have much money for some of the capital they needed.
The PCCW grant allowed us not only to travel, lodge, and eat meals, but with this money we had three All-Americans, me being one of them, and I just don't feel that the trip would have been as successful without the money that we received.
We have supported and we helped to finance the softball field. That was one of my great opportunities or one of the great rewards of being involved in the leadership of PCCW to go to the actual naming of the field, the Robeson Field, and have recognition for PCCW as being part of the team that supported the new softball field.
I think the most exciting moment I had was when we did the introductions for the first time that I was at a meeting, and I listened to this incredible organization of women with such talent and such enthusiasm and so many career directions that their lives have taken. It just blew me away.
PCCW opened just a huge new window on the university that made me so much more aware of its academic strength and other assets that I hadn't understood when I was just coming back to reunions.
And I met an amazing woman named Lucy Jarvis, who is in her late 80s. She was one of the first women to break barriers in the media. She told me she was in Russia interviewing people when the Cuban Missile Crisis occurred. And I mean, that was quite a long time ago, and she's still out there, making waves. So this gave me a wonderful chance to meet someone who I'd never have got to know otherwise.
And I want to challenge you to extend your reach even further so that the past 20 years, wonderful as they have been, are but a prelude to an even greater future, a greater future for Cornell, a greater future for PCCW, a greater future for the women at Cornell, a greater future for the women from Cornell, the alumni, and a greater future that will bring women to Cornell.
What I'd like to see in the future of PCCW is really a continued partnership between the university administration and PCCW. We cannot operate in a vacuum, and we should not operate in a vacuum.
Accomplish the same mission, advancing women at Cornell. In addition to working on specific policy issues, I would hope that the grant funds, the Endowment for Yefenito Stewart Research Grants, for Leadership Grants, and for the Leadership Scholarship Funds, are 10 times bigger than they are now. So in perpetuity, students, faculty, and staff will be benefiting from the generosity of PCCW members today.
I think if we can do more thinking about ways of making the university a better place as opposed to just opening up a checkbook, would be good.
I think we need to continue to give back to the university, be it monetarily, mentoring younger women, also helping younger alumni give back to the university and be part of the university.
PCCW was built on a great foundation that was developed over 20 years, but the work isn't done. When 50% of the Board of Trustees is female and it's just not a big deal, and when the board and the tenured faculty are representative of the demographics of our country and of society, and when men and women students have a real sense of an equal opportunity for true meaningful careers as well as fulfilling family lives, then I think we can sit back and relax. But even then, all the grants we'll have developed by then, as well as the mentoring opportunities, I think we'll always be in need.
As someone who was there at the inception, I remain immensely grateful for the strong leadership that PCCW has provided to Cornell women on campus and in the alumni body over these past two decades. Happy anniversary.